testing 1 and 3, testing, assuming Nigerian and dictating the neurological progress report on Richard Nunes, N-U-N-E-S. Address is 2509 4th Avenue, Los Molinos, California, 96055, 530-220-5342. ID is XXX XX-7809, date of birth 3/30/1946. Seventy-eight-year-old, married, retired man, insurance, Medicare, slash AARP, United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Walgreens, Red Bluff, 530-528-0478. Address to Dr. Gisela Okonski, G-I-S-E-L-A, capital O-K-O-N-S-K-I-M-D, cardiovascular disease, Reading Heart Center, 2632 Edith Avenue, Suite A, Reading, California, 96001, 530-247-0414, 530-247-0472. The preclinical indication should be entitled Previous Clinical Indication Neurological Evaluation with a History of Recurrent Falls. Subparagraph, previous history of slip and fall, traumatic brain injury with findings of frontal subdural hematoma. Next subparagraph, suspected recurrent seizures treated. Subparagraph, recent discontinuation of Keppra 1,000 milligrams BID. Previous clinical history suggested recurrent partial generalized brief seizures. Current complaints. Dysomnia, multiple arousals to void, reduced restfulness in the daytime with increased sleeping during the day. Dear Dr. Okonski and professional colleagues, Richard Nunes was seen today accompanied by his wife. As you may remember, he previously completed an ambulatory electroencephalogram. He had complained of somewhat stereotypical episodic, periodic, and transient ataxia with a tendency to fall. Some paragraph, his ambulatory electroencephalogram was abnormal, showing bursts of spike and polyspike and wave activity throughout the tracing with an episode lasting almost an hour. His Keppra was previously reinitiated at 500 milligrams twice a day. His L-methylfolate medicine was also refilled with a discount coupon. New paragraph. His follow-up today covered a number of concerns, including his mental capacity, short-term recollection, which is more of a problem, his difficulty with daytime somnolence, not being rested in the morning, and his previous history of sleep evaluation with possible sleep apnea. New paragraph, in consideration of these findings and history, I am scheduling him for reevaluation sleep studies. We will obtain both static and dynamic testing, as may be indicated, in consideration of exclusion of underlying dysomnia and sleep-disordered breathing, which I suspect is a complicating feature due to the number of arousals that he reports, his difficulty of having to void multiple times per night, and his difficulty of not being completely rested in the morning, the biggest problem that he admits that he has. New paragraph. I will see him again with the results of his sleep testing, which will be done with Dr. Dinesh Verma, V-E-R-M-A, at the North State Pulmonary Sleep Center next to my office. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report with the findings when he returns, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.